Welcome back into Sports Nightly. Kyle Crooks back with you and a very special guest. That is Jeep Wade, new offensive line coach here for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Coach, welcome in. It's great to have you here in Lincoln. The resume, again, you know, it speaks for itself. You've done a lot of great work with Georgia Tech, and really excited to have you here. And welcome. How does it feel?
Feels good to be here. I really would be remiss if I didn't say I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my time at Georgia Tech and Coach Key and what I learned there, and you know, kind of gave me my first chance at this level, and had a bunch of great kids, and I'm looking forward to it. I've been here a week with these guys here, and got a great group.
Yeah, Georgia Tech is just the latest stop in the journey, like many coaches. I mean, you've been in a lot of different places,
yep.
A lot of different times. Just what have you learned along the way about yourself that has allowed you to become the successful coach and recruiter? There's a lot of stops that kind of lend itself to being to where you're at.
You know, I was out of coaching 1 year, and my resume you can see, and I think that was the best thing I ever did. I had some opportunities to go some places. I didn't want to move my family twice within 12 months. Mm-hmm. So I kind of set out and reflected during the COVID year. And then I went to App State, and the place kind of made me who I have become lately of, hey, how to recruit, what type of kids to recruit, you know, and you know, the toughness of the kids, you know, just kind of the old school brand football. And that's kind of how I've led my life the last 4 years. And the great thing about Georgia Tech is I kind of did it my way, and it was successful. And I hope to bring that same effect here.
What does your way look like for the fans that are trying to get the magnifying glass and look into the program right now? What does Jeep Wade's way look like?
Toughness. You know, I tell the kids all the time, I'm going to coach you. I think a lot of people yell at people, you know, hey, you didn't get your hand inside. No, that's mm-hmm. my job to coach you. The only time I'm really going to get after you, if you're not giving yourself effort, and that's when, you know, I told the group the first time I got here, we can be the hardest playing unit in the country. And no disrespect to anybody else, but, you know, that's what Coach Rule wants. That's what I want for my group. So we're going to play hard. We're going to play nasty. And my job is to coach them on the fundamental part of it. If we can be the hardest playing unit and be the most fundamentally sound, we'll win a lot of games.
Evaluation of, I'm sure you went through some of the tape of this past year for yep. Nebraska, and what currently is on the roster. You got here pretty quick. I mean, you've been around this team for a little bit now. What's your evaluation of what you have here in the offensive line room?
Kids want to win. They're tough. They work their tails off. You know, just I came in, I told all the young coaches, let me evaluate these guys. Don't tell me anything about them. Mm-hmm. You know, give everybody a fair shot. I think sometimes people thrive when they get new, fresh changes. You know, like this is new for me. You know, I was at somewhere for 3 years, so this is new for me. This is new for them. And, you know, I told these kids it's a freaking honor to be here, and I'll wake up every day and think and say that to myself. You know, it's an honor.
Relationships are the most important part of this.
All that matters.
Whether it's in recruiting or building the guys you have now. How's that gone, building the relationships here in a week plus?
Well, you know, I promise you, I'll earn your trust. But that's what it's all about, man. If a player can trust you, then he'll play his butt off for you. And I think the players trust Coach Rule, and they play hard for him. And, you know, but my job's just that group. And, you know, it starts in recruiting. Mm-hmm. It starts in recruiting the right guys. And, you know, in Nebraska, I had some opportunities. I came here. I grew up in the 90s when this was Nebraska. So when Coach Rule called me, I'm done. You know, just because of that stigma, that aura, mm-hmm. that pridefulness of tradition of offensive line play. So, you know, we're not going to take a backseat to anybody in recruiting. We've already started, and that's going to be our mentality here.
Relationship with Coach Rule. There was already a pre-existing relationship,
yes,
prior to you getting here. So when he makes that call, you mentioned it was pretty quick.
Quick.
What were those early conversations like? Was it just a quick conversation when he first reached out?
It was. It was a quick conversation, and Coach Rule is very to the point. You know, if you don't want to be here, I'm moving on. You know, and I said, no, sir, Coach, I want to be there. And I never even looked at the place. I never even Googled the place. And, you know, I had some other opportunities that I thought would go through. And then when he called, it was a no-brainer to just to go home and tell my wife and, you know, we're going to move to Lincoln, Nebraska. And mm-hmm. she was like, okay, you know, so.
How was that? How was that phone call?
That was a little bit, that took a little bit longer at night. We sat around the dining room table with my kids. I got a 14-year-old and a 9-year-old. Mm-hmm. But they love this too. And, you know, a big thing, I want my 9-year-old to be around here and grow up, you know, and coach, they can come to practice sometimes in spring and summer. So that means a lot to me. That really does. Mm-hmm. As my kids get older.
Development of offensive linemen. A lot of people say, "Oh, just go in the transfer portal and get an offensive line." It's not easy to do.
No.
I think offensive line, more than any other position, has to be developed
organically.
High school recruiting, organically, relationships. You agree with that?
100%. 100%. And we're at Nebraska where we should organically do it. Now, here's the issue that people don't understand is now the portal affects kind of sometimes our room. You know, when I coach 16 to 18 people and only can play 5 to 7, mm-hmm. and some people see it, and if they, you know, don't see a place for them to play here, that's where the portal can help kids out. Where, you know, if, you know, you can't play, I can't play everybody, and you know, especially in my position. So that's where it's kind of I've learned and grown with the portal is really through the attrition of your own group.
Success you had at Georgia Tech, pretty apparent over the last handful of years. What was the identity of those offensive lines at Georgia Tech?
Toughest group in the country. I told them every day. I'll tell you a quick story. I had a right guard as All-American, Keelan Rutledge. He came from a group of five school and that I had some relationships with. And he came there, and he came on a visit to us and was leaving, going to Clemson down the road. He had a wreck, and he tore his toe off from his foot, had to have an emergency surgery. And he came in, and his toe got infected. But he was and Coach Key was always like, hey, Jeep signed a kid with 9 toes. I was like, Coach, he'll beat anybody in this room. Just the mentality. And so he turned out to be a 2-year starter for us and was going to play in the NFL. But it's the mentality of when I meet somebody, you know, guys that love life, not just love football. You got to have tough guys that love life that can fight through adversity. Because that's, guys, when you play in the Big Ten for 14, 15 weeks in a season, you know, you got to have the mindset. And that's what we're looking for here. You know, stars, they don't matter. Toughness matters.
And that's when it goes to the relationship building in recruiting and seeing some of these guys, their backstories, and how they've gone through a lot in their life to get to where they are. I'm sure in recruiting you sort of look at, okay, how much adversity has this
exactly.
guy dealt with when we bring somebody in? Because it tells you a lot about their character.
It does. You can honestly meet a guy for about 10 minutes and know, okay, this is our type guy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not that hard. And development's huge. That's why Lonnie's here, Coach Teasley. Mm-hmm. You know, so like, you know, you got to think some coaches on the road in January and May and April. And, you know, development's a huge piece that there's also other assistants here.
What's the biggest area that is needed to build an offensive line to start it out? Is it the strength and conditioning? Is it just reps? Is it film? What do you need to do to make sure that somebody's ready to get out on the field?
Honestly, we talk about every rep is a bank, and you're just putting bank reps and bank reps and bank reps. So it's reps, it's weight room, it's getting bigger. I tell the kids all the time, to be the best you can be, you've got to work on your deficiencies, not what you do good. A lot of kids want to do what they do good. Work on things that can make you a better player that you don't do well. But, every rep matters. That's something. Every walkthrough rep, every meeting rep, and that will be the development of a young man.
Chatting with Jeep Wade, new offensive line coach here for the Huskers. In terms of cross-training players, is that a big emphasis for you where a guy can play tackle, guard, can move around? Is that what you want to do? And when you mold a guy from foundation?
You would love for kids to have position flexibility, which is, you know, you can play guard, tackle, that. And it's like, you know, you're going to start your five, but your sixth guy coming in might not be the backup if somebody goes down. It's the cross-training, like you said. Then the next best guy might go in and that guy goes down to guard or – vice versa. The biggest thing, what I've learned the last 4 or 5 years, is center position. It's hard to teach someone to snap the football. I'm really big on signing centers, not making centers. And that's something I've learned, you know, through some trial and errors of the past. And, you know, we've got a couple here, which has been good. You know, Justin played guard for us, y'all guys. So that's something moving forward in recruiting is trying to sign a true center.
So what's the role here now as you get ready for the bowl game? Is this just you're fully in and now you're getting ready on staff to coach a bowl game and get ready for Utah? Is that how this works?
I guess it is. You know, it's the best thing to do is just throw you in there. You know, I was getting ready for another bowl game and now I'm getting ready for another bowl game. But, you know, that's the best way to do it. Just throw you in there and learn the offense. I mean, I know the offense. I just don't know the ins and outs of it yet, you know. And these kids have been great at practice. And Coach Satt and Coach Holgerson, you know, really kind of caught me up to it pretty fast. But I'm excited. I told the group we want to be the hardest playing unit in the country that December 31st.
Who are some of your mentors in coaching just throughout the years?
Well, I GA'd for Coach Fulmer when I was a young coach 20 years ago. That's kind of where it was. Mentors offensive line-wise, you know, we're all kind of a fraternity. Coach Rule's a D-line coach and an O-line coach. Mm-hmm. I always tell him that. I always joke with him about that. But he was an assistant coach for the Giants. And so Coach Rule, Sean Clark, who just passed away, was my head coach at App State, really taught me a lot of the mentality part, what type of kids. We weren't going to make – if we didn't feel right on a kid, we weren't going to do it. I've learned a lot about that and take just kids that love football. And then, Coach Key, I learned a lot. I became a better coach at Georgia Tech because of Brent. And, so those are kind of – but you kind of mold yourself.
Sure.
And then as a young coach, I tell these young coaches all the time, you can't do everything. You got to have a belief system. And I've kind of do what I do. You know what I mean?
When did the coaching bug hit you? Was it when you were a player? Did you know when you were a player that, okay, eventually this is what I'm going to do for a career?
Knew it. I skipped class one day and went to my head coach. I played at Chattanooga. I was a sophomore, and I went to my head coach. And I said, I don't know if I can live without it. And that's what I told him. He says, I'll hire you, and he hired me. And then I went to GA for Coach Fulmer at Tennessee. Then I went to Western Carolina for a little bit with Marcus and Matt. We've kind of crossed paths, but you know, the competitive nature in you is why we do this.
Mm-hmm. You have everything moved over here to Lincoln?
Not even close. I'm staying with Sat right now.
A little different than the Atlanta area, right?
Yeah, a little different. That's one thing I won't miss either.
The traffic?
It's not the traffic. It's when you take your son to a 6 o'clock baseball practice and you got to leave your house at 5 to go 7 miles, and then it kind of wears on you a little bit.
Have you tried Runza yet? That's the big thing here in Nebraska.
I did it with Satterfield last night.
You did it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this is my first year here, and I still haven't done it. People get on me. So you know already the traditions. You're ready to go. You already had a Runza. How was it?
It was good. I'm ready to play hard on December 31st.
You checked out the training table yet, by the way?
I have.
Pretty awesome.
Right now I'm missing it because of y'all, but
okay.
I'm good.
we got to let you go.
I can miss a meal or something, you know, so I'm all good, man.
Well, Coach, welcome to Nebraska. I know fans are just fired up to get you
excited
in here. And I know you're fired up to be here. You've been here for a little bit now, getting ready for the bowl game. So congratulations on this new venture in your
life.
And we welcome you to the Huskers.
Never been so excited, man. It's an honor. Thank you so much.
Offensive line coach Jeep Wade, appreciate him joining us here on Sports Nightly. We're back with more right after this.